2021. I want to thank Dr. Newton and my brother, and the school, all the work that's been put in the Shabbaton, all the men, the women who have been busy, various come from the yeshiva, very special for us. I can't say about my friend, Reb Shoyman. He might claim that also these two Kahal and have carried our family for so many years. I can't remember not being part of our Aliyah in the Shul, even though it's not that long, but it's talking about 16 years later, how many is 20 years? You're only like 22 and 24. In the meantime, Rosh Hashanah, Shalom was coming to Shpeel, and felt to rather than look to Ela, beautiful look to Ela. A shame that they have a Rebbe like that. Halavai, we should be talking to Shalom, all of us together, return by saying to be together, to sing together, to dance together, to learn together in the normal way, the way we're supposed to be shown. We should be so. Adi, always there, the way he is, everything is a new world. So no, we're still making noise, making good noise, good and holy noise. Some bit silence in my thoughts. I think the best thing is to tell a story. And that's the many good season of the Shabbos. We know that it brings down all kinds of issues. To tell stories of Tzaddikim of the Shabbos. So I want to share with you a story about a royal wedding. About a wedding, Malchus, Mamish Malchus. After all, that's all that this time of year is about. Malchus. In order to appreciate this story, there needs to be a little bit of a hakdama, a very basic, clear, and simple yisod. Derech Hashem. We give a kaddish mishnah to Malchus that Hashem brought sent into the world. That Sadiq is Talmidim to help us prepare for Mashiach. This week is Chai Elu. My Ralph, before the Rebbe, birthday of Rosh HaKadosh. All of this story is now coming down to prepare us to say one word in the United States, Sahabam. Just to say Hamelech. Believe what we're saying. To say, Avinu Malkeinu Melech Haolam. The Shlomo HaMelech said, Leiv Chacham Yemina. Leiv Ksil Bismarv. Leiv Chacham Yemina, Leiv Smarv, Leiv Ksil Bismarv means that the heart of the wise person is on the right, and the heart of the fool is on the left. Because there are two chador, there are two rooms, there are two cavities, spaces, places in the heart of the Jew. And Leiv Chacham Yemina means that the Baruch Shalom says that there are two ways of thinking. There are two ways to return to Him. That's all we want. Every one of us wants to return to Him. I'm sure you remember, I always say the story this last year. And again, when Lunge, the Tzaddik from Adishitz, was told miraculously that there were some Jews who were able with knives and forks to claw their way, to punch their way through a hole in the basement, to make an opening to get to the mikvah, because the Nazis in Machshavah closed down all of the mikvahs in Lodz. But they found an Eitzah, they went into the basement, they were in the basement next to the mikvah, and they made a hole. And they came and they told the Rebbe that at the risk of his life, someone came and told him at the risk of his life that he could, this Erev Yom Kippur, the Tzaddik couldn't imagine coming to Yom Kippur without a mikveh. And they told the Tzaddik, and they said there were only two or three people that they told to come to the mikveh after curfew at night, to crawl through the streets, to get over to come to this building next door and to try to get through into the mikveh. The person who risked his life to go with the Rebbe survived what the Rebbe did. And I'm sure many of you remember what happened, but until they got to that place, they got to the building, they went to the basement, they were carrying candles, and the person who survived it was with the Rebbe said it. He walked with the Rebbe down to the basement, and there were hundreds of Jews. Hundreds of Jews, and there was a hole in the wall that was big enough for one person to go through, and not every person. So there was somebody that was pushing, and somebody who was inside was pulling fast, the table to come out, It probably wasn't such a kedusha and mikveh from the time he was a mikveh, like that mikveh. And the Rebbe from Radishit said to this person who came with him, they were walking down the stairs, and they were holding candles, they thought there would be three people there. People, all of these people risked their lives to come to the basement. The Rebbe couldn't believe that he looked at all of these Jews, the whole picture of picking up somebody and hoisting him into the hole, pushing him through the hole, pulling out. And the Rebbe said that could there be any people like your people? It's the darkest moment, the darkest time that's ever been in the history of Christ. And all Jews are thinking about is how to find a way into a mikveh. How to find a way out of the ghetto for a moment. To go through an opening that leads to something holy and something better. I think we all want that so badly. We like Alice in the Looking Glass, you know? We could just walk out and walk into that big, walk into the Beis HaMikdash. So Leil Chacham B'Yemino means that the Chacham's way of finding that opening, the Chacham's way of finding that opening, is to be Isaac on the right side. The right side, of course, means everything is positive, everything is tight, everything is good. Leif Chacham B'Yemino means that the neshama of a Jew is starving for every word of God. The children should know, especially the tefillos that come out from their mouths. Every single word, when you say Maida Ani, those words in the morning, and you say Kriya Shema at night, strengthening the Nisham, uplifting the Nisham. And the Nisham is Mischazekus, it's Atzemet. With every Dabash of Yidush, with every Machshava Toiv, with every good thought and good feeling, the word of davening, the word of learning, and every mitzvah. The wise person, especially now before Mashiach comes, the wise person is not focused at this time. There is a time for it. It's not right that it has to be Yom Kippur. But to come to the King, to be in the Nechitza of Melech Malkei HaMelechim, to get into that opening, to climb into the mikveh, in our generation, Leif Chacham B'Yemino means that the When a person thinks about good things, the neshama itself is strengthened. The life seal of the smiling, the fool of Toshina Ayin above, all he thinks about is what he's ruined in his life, the mistakes that he's made. Again, I'm not saying there needs to be a time of charata. What charata means, I'm not going into right now, of regret. Of course, in Kabbalah Baham, but the ksil is always standing outside of the mirror. Always standing outside, never able to enter into that place. Because the more he thinks about Ra, the more he thinks about the left side, because the left side sits in the smaller side of Tumah, the side of the not good, of the light type. And in our time, when a person spends his elbow, instead of being with the Malach Basad, instead of Kesha, Anil Adaydi, Adaydi Li, the Leik Seal of the Smiley puts him in a bad place. Sof Kosof, everybody knows that there's a Yisayf in the Baal Shem Tov that all this time bring now. He's already the Talbos, and others have become all bring now from Baal Shem Tov. Heichem Sha'odim Chayshev, Sham, the different Gizas, Heichem Sha'odim Chayshev, Sham Kulay, Sham Nimtza Kulay, where a person's thoughts are. This is the essence of a person, of his thoughts. So where a person's thoughts are, that's where he is entirely. That's where he is. Ulusham Moshe has Atzma. And he draws himself into that place. So instead of drawing oneself, Chacham draws himself into the mikveh. To make for yourself, Hashem, to Ashrech in yourself. Lifnei miyat metah. Yom Kippur is the biggest simcha lifnei Hashem metah. And the thoughts of the Chacham are entirely upon what I can do. What can I do to draw closer to the King? More doubt, more learning, more mitzvahs and masim tovim. To make amends with people that I've hurt, of course. To go to speak to the Jews that the two of us have grown apart. Brother, a friend, a parent. Because the Chacham knows that Heichem Sha'adam Chayshev, if a person's thoughts are good and doing good, and he increases his mitzvahs and masim tovim, and he pulls himself to slichus, and he's basic the tovim. I say something just simple. It's basic in life. Every one of you came tonight. There's so many, reasons why it's hard to leave on a Masei Shabbos. It's late to leave on a Masei Shabbos. To come. Because you're looking for an opening to the mikveh. You want to be basic, you're drawn to Torah. And everything that's good that we do enlarges the domain of the Mishnah. It expands the domain of the Mishnah. And it brings a person closer and closer and closer to the very heart of the field of Hashem Lekecha, is Mishalav Bekerev Machanecha. And he may, when the time comes to says, he makes sure when Kippur, he looks at the way that he was living, Echlal not for him. Echlal not for him to go back to such the way of life. He wants to live a life of kibbutz, of a kibbutz. The nusach of this b'shischa is a little bit sharper. You know, the b'shischa took everything from the Baal Shem and put a blade at the edge. It's still the Derech HaBaal Shem. Of course, it's the Derech HaBaal Shem. but it cuts through a lot of the interference. Shiska, the Rebbe Bunim Sklusi Yelangim, all the tzaddikim hated Napoleon. They hated Napoleon. They saw Napoleon as being a big Russian. Even though Napoleon made certain offerings to the Jews, and you all know there was a big machlokes tzaddikim, big machlokes tzaddikim, of to support friends of Napoleon, to support Russia. And Alatania, all the tzaddikim were divided the same, these two sides. Very, very, very beginning, Shabbatai from Klosenberg, Susan Parsons, the Yishlach. Pages and pages explaining what this machlokes was. But they all despised the Pope. And the Rebbe Simcha Bunim said that Hafa Pichem. Even the person himself was the embodiment of the Sitrach. But he was mechadish something in the art of milchama, of warfare. He was mechadish something, a certain taxis, a strategy in milchama. And the Rebbe Bunim said that he is very fond of this mahalach of Napoleon. Apparently, until that time, you know, the old days, there were all kinds of modern ways that they fought their milchamas. I remember when we were kids, we used to watch these movies. We'd have like British on one side, Americans on the other side, and they just like a guy playing the drum, and they just start marching each other shooting. I always wondered how do you get play your life to be in the front two rows? Who were the guys in the front row? And ever since then, when I worked at school, I wanted to be in the back of the room. They're just like going, boom, boom, and somebody's playing, and just shooting, and this guy's dropping. Sure, there were no heathen that were basic in such an opinion. So Napoleon had a different mahal. Whereas in those days, it seems that along with that kind of stuff, the yesod was to get to the, to take in the entire army, to bring the entire army to the capital, to the fortified walled city, the big city of the enemy. To come to that place and to bring your whole army there, to go to battle through, to fight that war, to get through that the walls of the city, of the big city, and to get to the army, to the palace, to fight to the finish. That was the mahalach. Napoleon said a different one. He had a chiddush. Rebbe Bunim said Napoleon found a new way. What was his way? His way was to have a smaller part of the army, a small family, surrounding and guarding around the wall, that nobody would be able to come out to leave. Everything was inside that city. All the treasure, the king, the palace, everything to surround the city. That what? That what's inside shouldn't be able to be mispashed outside. In the meantime, the bulk of the army, Napoleon would take thousands and thousands of soldiers, the bulk of the army, he would take all around to the shtetl, and he would make a kibush, a shchit, mamush, a shchit, by all of the shtetl, one after the other would fall to him. And afterwards, they would come back with the soldiers. The people inside had already know where to go to. The entire Malchus was already taken. The whole Malchus, there's no longer a Malchus. It belonged to Napoleon. And then it was the easiest thing. And inside they were surrounded, there would be no place to go. So the Rebbe Bunim said, it's a chiddush that Poland was mechal. The chiddush of Vikashtu Yisham is Hashem al-Kerach al-Masas. Vikashtu Yisham is Hashem al-Kerach al-Masas. You know what that means? So the Rebbe Bunim said, sometimes a person gets completely stuck. Because in his life, or her life, there's that big, 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 fortified capital of Ra. That big, crazy Yitzhar. That big, crazy type that the person's always, always falling to, always surrendering to, always failing to come. And at that ending, the Rebbe Bunim says the person sees himself as being a lotus. He's not able to be victorious. He's a lo yuslach, not in him. So the Rebbe Bunim said that the Torah of the Baal Shem says the following. The Iker is to try to see to it that at least that the Ra, that Ra, that Yitzhar is not mispashy to conquer more territory, to leave. Try to hold it in check as much as possible. To know that it's there. But the Iker, as Rebbe Bunim said, is to conquer more, to take over all of the shtetl. You know what that means? The Rebbe Bunim said, to be focused on more data, more learning, more chesed, more mitzvahs and masen tov, more ahavas chavei, to go out and to conquer where you can and must leave, to make a kibush of tov. And wherever you are, the Rebbe Bunim said, is because to me to be shown, Mishon, from that place that you're in, to take over new parts, new territories of Kedusha, to add more and more learning, more and more love, more and more distance. And then, afterwards, Rebbe Bunim said that afterwards, the fortified city of Eddie falls apart as nothing. Because once the person goes into that mikveh, once the person passes through that opening and tastes something, once a person comes into contact with HaMelech of the Bari Olam, and he feels in the seekers the sweetness of what that means. Misham, in that place where he can be successful, where he can win. So then, the whole dimion of Ra, the whole world of the ghetto outside of the mikveh, there's nothing, it's worthless, it's ugly, it's filth. Therefore, Leib Chochem Yamino means that the wise person is thinking about the right side of his life. Because me too can know the Rav. Remember what the Rebbe Bunim said? We know that it's there. But the Leib Chochem is Anila Daidi Melch Besadi. Avoid it simply to err, to make good decisions for what we want to do this coming year. To add more and more and more avoid it. How's the Pesach as the opening? A person who's thinking all the time about his averus, a person who's thinking about the mistakes that he's made in his life. There's a time for that, like the Tanya says, when is Kaveya time? But for a person to be living in that way of the seal that he lives on the left side of the heart, and thinks about all the kikul and all the mistakes, all the regrets, all the disappointments of life. Shamu kulay. Ulusham Moshe has asked. Not only does he not get into the king, But every year, another Rosh Hashanah goes by, another says Mei Shuv, another Yom Kippur. He never, ever, ever gets to the Mikvah. He never gets to that place of Ashreich Yisrael Lichmiyat Natar, Umin Natar. He always has a couple of things that he's going to fix, And he thinks about these things during Davening Yom Kippur, and even during Davening Yom Kippur, Shambul Kula, Yom Moshech Hasasbo, he put to the ugliness. Like when they came out, I told this many times in shul, when I was in high school, they came out with extra Vidui booklets, no fat Vidui booklets. First they were skinny, and then these people made fatter booklets for Vidui. And I thought this was a good thing. And I got one of these, there was a picture of a guy and some kid saying Vidui on the cover. And it looked like it was a good thing, maybe it, you know, would work for me. So I remember the look of disgust on my father's face when he asked me when I came to shul that besides the machzor I had like an extra book. So my father said, "What do you have over there?" So I said, "It's got the, I guess like Vidui paraphernalia or something, extra Vidui stuff." So my father looked at this, you know, and they had different things down from different tzaddikim from Katmain, you know. More alchemists. My father took this book and he threw it on the floor. He said, "Just say what it says in the box. So if you work on a couple of those things, it'll be fine. You don't have to worry about the extra people in that for the shop. Other people in South Africa are asking you the Vidley patrol campaign, whatever that is. They've sealed the smoke. Leif Chochem is the Yamina, good thing. Thinking about good things. Achlok is Taibus, Achshok is Taibus. To do good things. So the wedding, let me tell you about the wedding. Malchus. The holy vision is losing alignment. It's making a shidduch. Truth of Yeshua. The vision that everybody heard of. Rabbi Mendel Rabbanov, everybody heard of. Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch, Rabbi Hirsch Rabbanov, it was called Rabbi Hirsch, every other Hirsch Misharis. Not everybody is so familiar with Rabbi Hirsch Misharis. Who was this person? Who was this person? I mean, Masik, who he was. His parents died when he was young. His father was a simple Jew. He was a tailor. And here's him another. Had a very, very hard life. He married, was impoverished, some terrible sickness in his family. He lost 14 children. 14 children died during his lifetime. Somehow, we don't know exactly how, somehow he ended up by the Rebbe Mendel Rimmel. He was a shamus by the Rebbe. Shamus, he was lighting the candles in the shul and putting back the chumash and so on. He was a shamus in the shul. The Rebbe Mendel Rimmel adored him. Rebbe Mendel Rimmel saw in him something that nobody else saw. Except one time the Yidda Kaddish came to visit Rebbe Mendel Rimmel. And Yidda Kaddish spent Shabbos and he was watching the Shabbos. And he asked the Mendel Rimmel, "Who was the Shabbos that you had?" And he says, his name was Hirsch. And the Yidakadish said to Mendel, he says it to the Mendel Rimmel, he says, "Mendel, you better be careful. This Shabbos is going to steal everything that's in your oasis. He's going to steal everything that you have in your treasure." I mean, He's going to take all of the Madrigals, highest Madrigals. He's going to become the Tzaddik Gadol. So they said there another rumor, they said to the other brothers, he doesn't have to steal everything. My pages are open to him. I love him. He can take whatever he wants. But he was a shamus until Rav Mendel Rimmler died. Once you had Rav Mendel Rimmler died, then the Jewish Misharis, with Mezgal for who he was, like either got the sword, he was Mezgal for who he was. Chamoydikev Balmoydikus, Amayan and Mezgal, Chesidus, many, many, many of the Gdolei HaDor went to a parish Misharis, including the Divrei Chaim, Susi. And he was from the before son, Tzaddik was suffering. And a shidduch was made between the Vishnia and the parish Misharis. They married their children. And the minig of the Vishnia, you probably know this myself, but the meaning of the Rishonim was that when it came by the Tanoim, for the Chasna, the Holy Rishonim said his Yichus. The Rishonim said, I, Yisrael, from Yishin, I'm the son of Reb Shalom Shach, the Kovitcher. All these names are familiar to. And Reb Shalom Shachna was the son of the Malach, the Holy Malach of Avram. The Malach who was called Chabad, the Kaddish, the Holy. He was the Baal Tanya's Chavus. The Baal Tanya taught him Nigma, the Malach taught the Baal Tanya his Chavus. So my father's Reb Shalom Shachna, my grandfather's the Malach, my great-grandfather, Rabbi Yisrael, who's the great-grandfather? Mr. Chemagin, great-grandfather. And he said the whole Yichus took a while, because he had the whole Yichus, until Dov the Malach. And after he said the Yichus, and by saying the Yichus, he was inviting his holy ancestors to come into this world, to be there for the sinful of the Shidduch. Because that's why he was sent, the holy Yichus. He was bringing these neshamas to Hamas. So you can imagine how everybody on the other side was getting a little bit uncomfortable, you know? And there isn't a turn to a person who shows. And he said, What's your yichus? So a person who shows said, my parents died when I was little. I don't know. I didn't have grandparents who died before, and I don't know anything. I don't know anything. My father was a chayat, was a tailor, a schneider. And I can hardly remember my father. But I remember one thing. I remember that my father would take me into this dungeon where he was working. The clothing, with the cloth, with the material. And I remember that he would say to me, Hey Shalom, the ikur is to remember this. The ikur is, if you want to be a good tailor, the ikur is to remember this. Any suit that you get, any piece that you get, it's old. Don't be macalcan. Rather, anything that you get that's new, a new suit, a new material that you get, don't be macabre. Be careful not to ruin it, it's new. Take care of it. Mail anything that's old. That's all that Nefesh Hashem said. That's my yichus. While he was finishing that, the holy vision just started to scream out, Gilu, it's a busha for me, it's a busha for me, it's a busha for me. It's embarrassing me, it's a yichus. Now the story of Augustus and Atalat, the football, my father was in Zion as a table. Entire life after Muhammad was just to take care of everything new that God gave him. Have to bring you repair to whatever was before in my core. And the vision is said, Gilok, it's enough. Mamish embarrassing you, such a yichus. He was talking to us, our generation, our family, where we are now. It's what this Baruch Hu is giving us, a new year. It's a big bracha. Hashem's Lord should help us all come in good health with our families and all of our Mitzvot to the new year. You know, there are seats everywhere that had good Jews, beautiful Jews in the last year. Those Jews are not here anymore. There are empty seats in class. And it's normal and natural, and you define a million marmachems. Because I didn't just buy a Vidui booklet out of nowhere. I spent many years of my life learning a lot of depressing things. It got me ready to buy the extra Vidui booklet. And there's no shortage of things you can see in different Svarim. Svarim are written by brilliant and holy people. The Tosh Na'ayavah, this old Leiv Ksil, this one. Rishon was saying to us, I'm giving you a new year. I'm going to give you everything brand new. A new Jewish mind, a new Jewish heart. Look at each other, we're all going to be new. Our children, brand new. Grandchildren, brand new. Friends, brand new. Brothers, brand new. Everything brand new. Marriage, brand new. And Hashem's brother says, kill them all. Be careful not to be uncommon. The gift that I'm giving you. Don't do what I'm giving you. And if you're careful not to ruin the gift of the year, your name, whatever's old will be fixed. Whatever's old will be fixed. Hashem's book will help us. And everything that's old and all the problems of the past, somehow, some deep mysterious way will be fixed. I said this over 2 times. Another 2 minutes. I'm sorry. I said it once in Shul, maybe in Kippur, Shalom, I remember. And the second time that I said this was when I was standing with my wife and around 50 other Jews in Birkenau, in Auschwitz. At the end, you know, this one ruined place, yesterday, again. Over there, I told this story. It's not really a story, it's something amazing that happened. It was the year of the Churban of 9/11, which in the Jewish calendar is. Beginning of Slichus, yeah? I think Amor must be called that. It was the first day of Slichus. It was the first day of Slichus. I don't remember what it was. It was that time. I mean, there were Jews that didn't go because they were busy with slaves. There were 20 Jews that never were killed. And not Jews that were killed. It was a terrible war. So. Now they built up a lot of things that I wasn't there. I know they made a museum and other stuff. But immediately after that happened, That area, remember, was called Ground Zero. Remember? It was called Ground Zero. It's a terrible thing. It's called Ground Zero. And only, you know, it was very hard to get down there. People were curious to see, if that means they were clearing away stuff. So Erev Rosh Hashanah, Erev Rosh Hashanah, it's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon. I get a call from a Chassid Shifat of mine. He's a Benan Shafi Rosh, he's a big realist. He himself is the embodiment of everything that I was talking about before. Cool boy, the type, that's all. Always have a message of type. It's this year, the Tzadik of the Yid. You know what I'm talking about? The Tzadik of the Yid. This is a Yid that, in the mountains, he had there's a place that he was going on the Shabbos with the guys and girls were hanging out, drinking, and getting sick and doing terrible things. And he would come there with his wife and bring them hot breakfast on Sunday. They should have, he was worried they wouldn't have what to eat. He walked into his place. So he used to bring back some kids with them. Such a deal. So this Sadiq calls me like at 3 o'clock, even later, I think, I'm very Rosh Hashanah. And I hear there's a big tumult, and I say to him, Martha, where are you? He says, Martha, where are you? He says, I'm here by Ground Zero. Down to zero. I said, God. First they said, what are you doing here? It's Yom Tov a little bit. And how did you get down there? How did they let this is like this guy? How did you get down there? Yeah, he got down there. I still don't know how he got down there. They were only letting certain people down there. I might have got down there. I said, what are you doing down there? How did you get there? I said, I don't know how I got down here. I'm doing I guess the way you do the same way you find in the mikveh, lodge together. You find a way down together until you want. Hoysimah. Such a person. They open doors to such a person. Chokhmah. Just out sharp. So he says, I'm the Ground Zero. I'm the Ground Zero. Mom, she said, it's unbelievable. Horror man. I said, why did you go? What are you doing? I came down here and I screamed out the top of my lungs. One word, I wrote the word. That's all. And now it's time to leave. And ready to leave. Sometimes you feel like you're Ground Zero. Sometimes all you're thinking about is the soups of life that you ruined. The things that you ruined in the bed. To eat from that place of Ground Zero, his life, screams out the top of his lungs. Hanach. Hanach. The Lord is going to Hanai, yours, and in the year. You're giving us a gift, everything you know. Hashem is supposed to help each and every one of us. We shouldn't be more calico, the gift that Hashem has given us, starting again. It's the greatest gift, the gift of starting again. Not to ruin the gift that He's given us. And me nail. Everything in the past. Everything from Ground Zero, Hashem's Baruch will fix. Everything will be fixed. And she deserves it, Hashem, to wear those devotions. All the mitzvahs and us and pray. See each other in a new way. We shall lie with the Hashem and meet this prayer in every way. Amen.